Financial help has come for disaster-impacted central New Yorkers. Thursday morning, Governor Andrew Cuomo appeared at Herkimer County Community College, where he announced that the state had issued more than 1,200 checks, totaling around $13.6 million in flood relief to victims in Oneida, Herkimer, Madison, Montgomery, and Niagara counties. But downstate New Yorkers, whose lives were upended when Sandy struck, are farther back on the road to recovery. United Way has raised upwards of $5.3 million in relief funding, which includes $2.5 million from the Robin Hood Foundation. United Way's Teresa Regnante estimates $1 million has been spent and another $500,000 doled out to hurricane victims by the Roundtable, an arm of the Long Island Unmet Needs Fund.
The work is really being done. The money is really going out there in a respectful, responsible way.
We on the front end knew that this was going to be every bit of a 3-year recovery process, and that's probably a low estimate.
The slow pace of recovery doesn't faze Regnante. She notes that 8 years after Katrina, Louisiana is still coming back. Complicating matters, some storm victims hesitate to ask for help for a variety of reasons. Assemblyman Pete Lopez, a Republican, represents the Northern Catskills, Mid-Hudson Valley, and Southern Tier, where Irene and Lee wreaked havoc. He calls this a bittersweet time.
We celebrate ribbon cuttings, we celebrate homes and families coming back together, but there are many people still struggling, and there are places where agencies and programs haven't been able to connect and make things happen. And so to this date, even 2 years later, where people are still homeless, we have businesses that are still dark, we have farms that are idle.
Housing is a huge unmet need with very few public resources available. Many Schoharie residents are still rebuilding in the wake of Irene and Lee, while downstate communities ravaged by Sandy are facing final sign-offs on requests to FEMA. The deadline for health and human services organizations to apply for state funds from a $200 million block grant has already arrived. Assemblyman Lopez says people living in storm-impacted areas wince whenever heavy rains are forecast.
Streams, rivers, creeks still are not stabilized. It takes money. It takes time. It takes engineering. It takes community will. And the translation from the announcement of aid, and we'll just go back to Hurricane Sandy for a second, the announcement of all this aid is wonderful. It's a great announcement, and it gives people hope. But the challenge is translating that acknowledgement, that announcement, into getting the resources into the hands of the people who need it.
Lopez points out he spent much of the last 2 years intervening, connecting needy constituents with banks, insurance companies, and state and federal funding sources as efforts to expedite rebuilding efforts and repair infrastructure continue.
We have one business where the owner, God bless him, emotionally, he just couldn't come to grips with his situation, was facing bankruptcy, loss of his business. It took us a year and a half to pull together the resources and also stabilize the individual emotionally to the point where we could begin to work systematically through his issues. The good news is we're hoping to have a ribbon cutting in the fall as we celebrate that person's business coming back online.
And more good news, Windham, one of two communities, along with Prattsville, at the center of the devastation of Irene, marks a milestone this weekend.
Windham Country Club is located in the heart of Windham, and it lost 4 holes to the raging waters of the Batavia Kill after Hurricane Irene. And now, 2 years later, we're proud to announce that reconstruction is complete, and the redesign course will be open for play beginning this Saturday, August 31st.
Windham Mountain spokesperson Beth Barry says Windham is the latest mountaintop business to bounce back from Irene and Lee. On Thursday, the New York City Department of Environmental Protection announced an additional $9 million worth of new projects to improve Catskill streams and creeks damaged by Irene and Lee. In contrast, the U.S. Congressional Budget Office estimates only 15.2% of $60 billion in federal disaster funds allocated for Hurricane Sandy relief will have been spent by November. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.